It was startling, I think, to the scientific community, although it was well known there were problems on the East Coast. I think both in the scientific community and the public consider the Puget Sound to be a wonderful example of a pure and happy environment, which it obviously was not. And this created, as they say in Britain, a big stink all over the place. The media, far and wide, descended on me and wanted to know, and of course every time I talk with them it had come out on the front pages of the local newspapers, and ultimately it went as far as Forbes magazine and the Los Angeles Times and Time and Newsweek and the whole works. Well, the headlines was enough to scare the pants off of anybody. I mean, I think the initial reaction was, oh, what are you talking about? Or what is this nonsense coming out of nowhere? So it was started with denial. It was clearly that these guys are messing around and have probably made a mistake and are exaggerating the results. I'm sorry, but that was the impression I felt they had. But I had a policy, which I stuck to, and that is I don't discuss findings from this laboratory until they've been published, or at least accepted for publication in a reputable journal. You know, we've got papers in distinguished journals, all of which have received scientific review, and even in the proceedings of the National Academy. I mean, you could say you don't believe any of it. Well, okay, fine. That's up to you, but I'm afraid it's a hard sell. And I was also very, very careful in interviews that I didn't become emotional about, oh, it's really terrible, and oh, my God, the fish are going to die. I mean, that was never said. It was just the facts. I didn't introduce whether I thought it was a rotten situation, and fishermen are going to be mad. I avoided that. And if you read the newspaper articles, and there are dozens and dozens of them, you will see that. Nevertheless, it created worries amongst the bureaucracy. And the director who, not Alverson, Alverson had left. The subsequent director was, in my opinion, in a tizzy all the time about it. And would constantly call me over and say, you know, you're going to get yourself into difficulties and so on and so forth. And I was even told, maybe I better look under the hood of my car if I keep on agitating the community and causing the press to go berserk and whatever else. I said, well, I'm not going to look under the hood of my car, so I'm just going to continue publishing publications which are reporting the facts with my colleagues. I'm not the only author of these papers. There are some of them 5, 6, or 7 authors, and they all believe in what it is. If you don't want to believe it, well, that's up to you. I had a very good relationship with Norm Dix, and he was very supportive of our work. In fact, I remember going over to his office in, was it Tacoma, I guess, and we took charts, you know, of all the data and lined them up in his office along the wall. And Norm came in and was almost on all fours crawling around his office looking at the data. He was enormously supportive right from the start, and he wanted something done, I think, his influence to help us out in Washington. Generally speaking, the public were very receptive and supportive. Where the problem came up was those who had special interests. They could be state people, they could be federal people, they could be industrial people. They were the ones who were antagonistic, or could be antagonistic on occasions. But generally speaking, unless somebody felt that their ox had been gored, if you like, the public in general was, I thought, very supportive. I forget the name of the inlet, but we had the Streeter, which was our research vessel, go into this area because it was supposedly a pretty good reference site. We had people coming out in boats screaming at us, you know, something to, who the devil do you think you are, and all this kind of stuff. And get out of here, we don't want, what are you doing here? I mean, are you causing trouble for us? And I don't know, they never said specifically what their problem was. I guessed that they were concerned that we might be finding something that could affect their property, but that's my guess. I told them that we are federal employees, this vessel is owned by the federal government, and we are entitled to be here, to examine the aspects of this environment. Well, they finally said, well, what are they going to do? They would say, well, we're going to call up. I said, well, please do. I mean, that'll make you feel happy. Call anybody you want. Well, they'd go off and speed off back to their rather nice-looking homes on the shore. We also looked at Mukilteo, and the sediments had problems there. It actually was fairly close to the laboratory. We had a field station there, which was under my division, and we looked there. And there were problems. There were problems, as I recollect, with hydrocarbons in particular. We published a paper on this, if I remember correctly, and it got into the newspapers. And the fellow who ran the boat rentals there was pretty ticked off with us, implying that we were damaging his business, and what did we think we were doing this kind of thing and creating trouble, I think, is what his feeling was. Ultimately, we went to places like Eagle Harbor over at Winslow, where they have a creosote logs. We actually went there. A very well-known reporter for King Television came along. Couldn't stop him, I don't think. But in any event, so what? We're doing public work. If he wants to see what we're doing for the public, come along. There's nothing secret about it. And he was there, and, you know, he went down, touched the sediments, disturbed them, and it all creosote came to the loss. It was absolutely heavily polluted with creosote, and that created a big to-do. I ultimately got a visit from the president of Wyckoff and his attorney. I don't know what they expected, but they didn't get much from me. Nothing I could give them anyway. So you find that sort of thing, and you can also find it if you give a talk, even scientifically, that people in the audience don't like what you're saying and are quite happy to tell you so, and tell the audience as well. So you get this all the time. I'm quite used to it.